And now I'm joined on the line by David Phelan, who is works at Dublin City Sports Network. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Not too bad this morning. David, just to let people know out there, especially men, we know a lot of men don't go for checkups. They do their MOTs on their cars, but they say men don't do MOTs on their bodies. So there's a men's check coming up in the Glynn Centre. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this programme is called Men on the Move. It's a physical activity programme that was started initially in Mayo by the Mayo Sports Partnership, who would be the same as the Dublin City Sports Network for the Mayo Mayo County. So, and then it was rolled out further in a few other counties, and following on from that, it was decided to do a national programme. So Dublin has become involved in it now this year. So the whole programme, the idea is to get men fitter and to get them more active by offering them twice weekly physical activity sessions. And as part of the sessions, then they're offered health checks at the start and finish of the physical activity sessions as well. So this year, we're just part of the whole national evaluation as one of the comparison counties. So we are offering the health checks this year.
Okay, so is this just taking place in the Glynn Centre in Coolock?
So there's three other, we're doing it in three locations in Dublin this year. We're doing it in the Glynn Sports Complex. We're doing one actually tomorrow in on the south side of the city in the F2 Centre in Rialto. And we're doing one in Terranure next Tuesday morning at the Evergreen Centre in Terranure.
All right. And just for men out there who are listening, what are the top health concerns for men?
So basically, obviously, what we're doing here is we're measuring some of their physical measurements in terms of their fitness and their health. So obviously there's a very, very large percentage of men, especially once they move into middle age and older age, that are either overweight or obese. So that then leads obviously to health issues like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and can eventually obviously lead to heart disease. So one of the things with men is it's hard sometimes to get them to join regular physical activity programs. For a lot of the work we do, we find that it's easier to get women to join programs when we start them up. So this is a program specifically designed for men only.
Yeah. And what, you know, I know on the day you'll probably be doing blood pressure and that. Will you be doing cholesterol testing?
Yeah, so on the day as part of this health check, what we'll offer the men is they will come in first. We'll ask them just to fill out a health questionnaire just to get some background on their health status in terms of how active they are and their overall general health. And then we will do some measurements. So we'll do their height, their weight, give them their BMI, their body mass index. We'll do their waist circumference. And then we'll also measure their blood pressure and their cholesterol. We have a nurse on the day that will do their cholesterol checks. And then following on from that, we just want to do a short walk with them. It's just a walking test just to measure their aerobic capacity as well.
All right. But for cholesterol, should you not be fasting? Or can you do that without fasting?
This is one of the simple cholesterol checks where it's just done, it's not a fasting check.
All right, okay.
It's just done with a little prick on the finger, you know, that type of test.
Now, they say women do live longer than men, and I wonder, is this due to men not getting out there and going to the doctors, not talking about certain things, or, you know, the way, as we said, like they do look after their cars more than their bodies. So really, you know, just even go along next week, get a check out, and, you know, as you said, you do just a general blood pressure, cholesterol, body mass and that, just to see how healthy you are. Can you tell by a person with doing those tests, like, how healthy they are?
Yeah, it gives you a very good indication straight away, immediately from just the simple measurements of height, weight and waist circumference tells us immediately, like, if a man, what category he is in terms of whether he's a healthy weight, overweight, obese, class 1, 2 or 3. And so that immediately gives you a very good measurement of how fit and how healthy he is. And then also, obviously, the blood pressure and cholesterol then gives you further info on how healthy his heart is and his blood levels.
And I suppose if anything does come up that it's too high or whatever, you know, you go along to your own doctor, your own GP, and
we'd refer people that they should see their own doctor if we see anything like that.
It's great. It's a great idea. So it's Men on the Move. Is this the first year you've done this?
It's the first year we're doing it in Dublin, yeah. And the whole idea is hopefully what we're going to do is any of the men that do the health checks with us, we're going to follow up with them again in 12 weeks and then again in February and September of next year. And then following on from that, once this research part is covered, we're going to offer the full physical activity program to all the men that take part. So they will get 12 weeks of an exercise session twice a week with a qualified fitness instructor, and the funding for this has all been covered as part of the national evaluation program that we're doing on this.
Now, Dave, can people just go down, men could just, can they just go down on the day to get themselves checked out, or is this a few week thing they have to do, like training as well?
Ideally, whoever comes along on the day, it's open to men of any age. Obviously, we don't want men who are very fit and active already. It's for men that maybe need to increase their physical activity and want to improve their health. But it's open to men of any age over 18. And then we will be asking them to come back again in 12 weeks for a checkup in early December, and then again in February and in September of next year, just to follow up with the research part of it.
Okay, so, and is it do you have to be on the dole or social welfare or anything to go to this?
No, absolutely not. It's open to anyone at all, yeah.
All right, so that's next Wednesday. You will be around here now in the Glynn Centre in Coolock at 10:30 a.m, yeah?
Yeah, next Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. We just ask any man that's coming if he can try and be there at 10:30 sharp, because we've quite a bit of stuff to get through, and we want to just get all the men into the hall and introduce ourselves and get started hopefully by 10:30, so we won't have to keep them too long, because we just have to get the questionnaire done, then all the physical measurements, and then we'll just do the walk with them at the end.
And how long again is the walk, did you say?
It's just a 1 mile walk, 1 mile.
Okay, so they should be well able for that, even if they haven't trained.
We're only asking men to do it at a pace that's comfortable for them. We're not asking them to get too much out of breath or anything, so it's just at a pace that's comfortable for them.
All right, okay. So is there a web address if they want to look up more about it?
No, we don't actually have anything like that set up, because this project is just a pilot research program. So,
right, so
that's
just
how we're doing it this year.
Go along next week up to the Glynn Centre and be there 10:30.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Okay, Dave, thanks for talking to us this morning on Lifeline.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.